today on our feature, well, an issue that is now, well, maybe a lot of people have not heard about, but may well be hearing about. We don't know where all. That's a new pipeline proposal, I guess would be the best way to put it. Join us is Laura Harmon, who is the senior counsel for Illinois Farm Bureau. And Laura, I guess at this point, some people in some parts of Illinois have had some contact with a land acquisition company.
Yes, they have. And about the first week of July, our members had contacted their local county farm bureaus and, informed us that they were getting landowner information packets in the mail from a company called Energy Transfer, announcing this new crude oil pipeline project connecting the oil fields in the Bakken, which are in North Dakota, and that they wanted to build a pipeline all the way from North Dakota to Patoka, Illinois. So, we looked at the documents. There was just a brief press release kind of explaining the project, and then a form that requested permission to come onto a farmer's property and survey and perform other types of studies, environmental, archaeological investigation, core sampling, water sampling activities, and just a whole host of activities for a project that was just announced by the company. It's called Dakota Access Pipeline. If you Google that on the internet, you can find, there are several stories on the internet talking about the project itself. So at this point, there's no specific route that's been proposed. The company has hired land agents here in Illinois. There are land agents that are already here negotiating with landowners for easements in the Ameren-Illinois River Project case, and the company is called CLF. So the land agents are out now contacting landowners and requesting permission to survey.
And with that said, I guess they're doing it both, so to speak, house to house, and have they? And also, are they sending out mailings?
Both. From what we're told, from what our members are telling us, they're getting their packets in the mail, and then followed up by land agents leaving cards or trying to set up appointments to talk to them directly.
And I guess is the purpose for the land acquisition company to get that approval either verbally, I think you said that mm-hmm. they are even going that way, or in signature, and the advice is maybe not to do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, the advice that we have given is simply this. This is a project that a company has just proposed. They haven't filed for approval of the project with the Illinois Commerce Commission. For this type of pipeline, the company would have to file for what we call a certificate to actually construct the line with the Illinois Commerce Commission that we call the ICC. So they haven't started that process yet. We're also working with our neighbors in Iowa, and according to our friends in Iowa, they haven't started the regulatory approval process there either, and landowners have not been granting access to their farms. At this point, we have harvest coming up, and you really have a proposed project. We don't know much about it, and it makes sense really to wait until you have something that is a little bit further on in the process. And also, too, the Farm Bureau will be out doing meetings, landowner information meetings, to explain the pipeline approval process for a crude oil pipeline such as this one before the Illinois Commerce Commission, explaining how that process works in Illinois so that landowners understand that. And also, too, talking about easements. Those are very important issues that landowners need information on easements, and then Also, if they're interested in granting a right to survey, then that's something that we always recommend that they seek legal counsel before they sign any agreement, whether it's an easement or an access to survey your property. But here, there's no legal reason, there's no compulsion for any landowner to actually grant a company access to their property at this point in time.
And I guess will the route have to be determined when they make that filing, so that maybe they could, at this point, maybe someone is being contacted but maybe 50 miles away from it?
You know, they have the option to a company, and that's really part of the process here. It says to survey, but, you know, the company is also trying to figure out where to route it. So, you know, once you grant access, then, you know, that enables them to really look at your property and determine whether they could route it on your property. So that's another point that farmers should be aware of. When the company files, they can file a specific route, or they can file what is considered what you call like a corridor, if they don't have a specific route yet. But it is limited. So at this point, they don't have a route, and they're just getting started.
Now,
if the landowner signs an agreement, the company would have really broad rights to conduct all kinds of surveys and investigations and you know, invasive activities on your fallow ground, such as core boring and water sampling. So, and especially at this time of year, that would cause considerable crop damage.
Do you know if anyone has unknowingly already given permission or signed permission?
Well, we hope not. As soon as we became aware of it, we did an article in Farm Week to explain to farmers, look, this is just announced. You know, the information says they want to have this pipeline operational by 2016. That's pretty ambitious. These projects take a while to approve. I haven't started the formal process yet here in Illinois or a neighboring state, Iowa, for that matter. And the last time we checked, they also hadn't started in the other two states. So really, you have a project that's in it's in the early stages. I think a landowner is probably best served to find out and learn about the process before the ICC, how pipelines are approved in Illinois, and what they should be looking for in, if they are even interested in granting a right to survey. You know, that's something that if you go see an attorney, they're going to limit that. They're going to make sure that if you do grant someone access, that the timing and where and what they can do and the compensation, that will all be spelled out in greater detail.
And the thing is, this is not a small pipe. I think they're, from the information I received, they will get about 150-foot easement or right-of-way to construct it. It's a 30-inch diameter pipe and a 50-foot, I think it was, permanent easement. That's not a small pipe.
No, and really, until they file with the Illinois Commerce Commission, you don't know for sure what they're going to request. At this point, we're not sure how big the pipeline is going to be. We don't know where it's going to go. And, you know, not to get ahead of ourselves, they do have to file for approval with the Illinois Commerce Commission. Another thing that I think that farmers should be aware of is that when the companies, prior to filing for approval for a pipeline in Illinois or even a transmission line, they negotiate what we call an Ag Impact Mitigation Agreement. It's an AIMA. And those are agreements that basically provide for, I would say, bottom or, you know, kind of the floor for construction standards and reclamation standards for farmland during the construction process and after the construction process. These projects cause compaction, rutting. Tile lines are crushed during the construction and installation of the pipeline. So there are a lot of all of those issues are addressed in the AIMA, and we certainly want to make sure that the company negotiates an AIMA that is very protective of the farm ground and the farmland, so that the farmers can continue to farm on the ground after the pipeline's constructed.
Well, I heard Rich Giebert, President of Illinois Farm Bureau, mention on RFD today, certainly that at any point in time, if people want legal advice, they should check with their County Farm Bureau office. They maintain a list of those in the legal industry that are qualified to work with this, correct?
That's correct. We it depends upon the type of project. You know, lawyers are like doctors, and they have specialties, and unfortunately, with the number of pipeline and transmission line cases that have been filed here in Illinois in the past few years, we've really worked with attorneys who are representing farmers, and I'm on the Agricultural Law Section Council for the Illinois State Bar Association, and we do classes for my fellow members of the Bar Association to basically educate them and get them up to speed on all of these issues. So we do have quite a good network of attorneys who have really been doing a good job representing farmers here in Illinois in these cases. So we work with attorneys all over the state, and farmers, you know, sometimes they'll, if they're negotiating easements, sometimes they'll go together in a group to negotiate, and sometimes they will hire their own individual counsel. But regardless, we do work with counsel who are representing members in their individual capacity. In addition to that, we do offer landowner information programs through the local county farm bureaus.
Well, it certainly seems like over the past 2 to 3 years that we have seen you and some of the other staff here in our area for numerous meetings. And with that said, a quick update on the Illinois River Transmission Project.
Okay. The Ameren's Illinois River Project was approved by the Illinois Commerce Commission, but about 13 different parties. We've got several of the parties have appealed this case, and it's now before the appellate court at the 4th Judicial Circuit. So there were several line segments for this project. Just so you may recall, it stretched from one end of the state to the other. Cass Morgan was impacted. There was a group of landowners that hired an attorney, and he represented them in the case before the ICC, and they are one of the groups that has appealed the case, and they're now up before the 4th District Appellate Court. There'll be briefs due this fall. The first one will be October 1st, and then there'll be another round in December, and then they'll have the final briefs January 23rd. So, and then after that, what the appellate court will do is schedule oral argument, and at that time the attorneys will argue the case before the 4th District appellate court.
Well, again, I thank you for the update, and I guess the takeaway message, particularly on the pipeline, is for people not to give either written or oral permission to anyone. And I know that you've been very busy looking out for the interest, as has Illinois Farm Bureau, for your membership here across the state.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on the air. You know, we certainly, when we can get out and do the landowner meetings, we do. We're in harvest right now, so it's great to be able to talk to our members and give them information on the radio. So, again, thank you.
Well, and whenever you have an update, please call.
Well, I will.
And again, our thanks to Laura Harmon, who is the senior counsel for Illinois Farm Bureau. So again, this pipeline project not even been filed with anything, so the recommendation is don't sign anything and don't give any verbal permissions.